Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Senator Amy Sinclair to discuss matters before the State Senate, including education savings accounts. We've just passed the first funnel week of the Senate session, and one matter which has been under discussion is education savings accounts. First of all, what's the status of those right now? Do you think they have a chance for adoption?
You know, hey, I've never hidden the fact that I supported parental choice in education, so while I did not draft that bill, nor was I anticipating one being drafted, when it came to me, I let the drafter of the bill try and move the bill. I told him his original bill would not be going through. It included homeschooling and some other provisions that I couldn't get on board with. But and also several of my colleagues couldn't as well. He tailored the bill back so that it addressed the concerns that he had heard in subcommittee, which largely were the concerns about students with special needs not being able to access these because they could be denied access to private schools. And so he drafted a bill that would only allow for special needs students to be the recipients of the education savings grants. That bill did pass out of committee, but I'm uncertain what its future holds.
Of course, part of the problem is a lot of critics of the bill have been concerned about the potential for abuse. Are there any controls that would be in place to ensure that those monies are used for their intended purpose?
You know, I hear that, and people do things that they shouldn't. That being said, there are controls in there to control for potential abuse. There's a listing of all the things that can be used. They're reimbursed rather than just being able to spend money. The bill is outlined such that it is only eligible for private school tuition or public school tuition for a student who has been denied open enrollment out of a district that has a voluntary diversity plan and did other therapies. There are things that are specifically prohibited, transportation costs and technology costs. Those things are specifically prohibited and would not be reimbursed through an education savings grant. Additionally, they have to sign up to do the grant and agree at that time that they won't and that there are criminal charges that would apply if they did use the dollars for something that was prohibited.
Could this pose a problem for some private schools, which may not have the resources to handle special needs students?
You know, if there are schools that don't have the resources to handle it, then they probably shouldn't participate in an education savings grant if they know they can't provide the services.
On other matters, the self-administered hormonal contraceptives, that is a proposal for which would provide contraceptives directly from a pharmacist. There are pros and cons on that one. Where do you stand on how those could be used?
Tell you what, I'm fairly supportive of the concept. I do have concerns about a woman seeing her medical doctor, just making sure that some of those other screenings and things that often happen when a woman goes in to get a prescription for birth control continue to happen. I have concerns about cancer risks that are associated with hormonal birth control, and I have concerns. There's some level of concern about liability related to the pharmacist. So I want to make sure some of those loopholes are closed to make sure that both the patient is healthy and well, and that the pharmacist is providing the service that needs to be done. But in general, I'm supportive of the concept of making sure that women have access to the birth control that they need.
What matters are coming up this week that you're looking ahead to that you think might be of crucial interest?
This week, we begin debate in earnest this week. Once you get through that first funnel, it's time to get all of your bills packed up and shipped over to the opposite chamber so that we can work through the second funnel. We have to do that through the public debate process on the floor of the full Senate, getting an opportunity to speak about each bill that comes before us. This is another weeding period. Many of those bills that made it through committees will not make it through full Senate debate. And so we start working earnest on debate on the floor. We have a full scheduled list of debate. I'll be floor managing a bill regarding campus free speech and students' First Amendment protections of speech and assembly on college campuses. So we're starting off hitting the ground running here with the debate process.
Thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.